diseases are not limited to humans. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Marina D'Angelo, professor of biomedical sciences at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, discusses canine osteoarthritis.
Osteoarthritis is not just a concern for humans. The disease affects 20% of the canine population as well. A majority of dogs suffer from post-traumatic osteoarthritis, or PTOA, caused by a prior injury, such as an ACL tear. It results from balance of tissue repair and synthesis in the affected joint. The current standard of care is pain and symptom management with non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, or NSAIDs. But these do not treat the disease's underlying cause, and their long-term use causes dangerous side effects in pets, including GI bleed, kidney failure, and even death. Through our company, colleagues and I have developed an innovative treatment for this disease that lacks the long-term side effects of NSAIDs. Called extracellular matrix protection factor, or ECPF1, it is an intra-joint injection that reduces the pain and damage caused in PTOA by targeting individual enzyme protein pairs. By targeting specific sites on the protein, ECPF1 acts as a bumper to block the enzyme from settling on the target protein. This new class of therapeutic is a novel approach to management of veterinary PTOA. In preliminary studies, it has been shown to be effective in slowing the disease's progression. In April 2014, we were granted a patent by the U.S. Patent Office for the ECPF technology. Through our development of ECPF1, we are poised to deliver a treatment for PTOA that is safer than available treatments, easy to administer to pets, and cost-effective for their owners.
That was Marina D'Angelo of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.